And at this time, we welcome in a guest. Apparently, she's been in our studios before. So, Elliot, how are you doing? Elliot Zedro is a junior at the Green Lake Schools, Green Lake High School, I should say. Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow. Got to say, I don't usually have such a young person to interview, but but yeah, you guys, you your parents own a number of businesses in the Green Lake area.
Yes,
so
they do.
So apparently you were in with them during Radio Day, which wasn't that long
yes,
ago.
Yes, I was. So.
But anyway, you've got something else going on. You are the project manager for a readathon program that benefits the school library, I understand.
Yes, the readathon is a program for grades. We're focused on grades 4K through 6th. And the idea is to get kids excited about reading and reading more and to raise funds for the school library and library programs.
Okay, and apparently it was only like a two-week program?
It's a two-week program. It's coming to an end this next Monday.
Okay, so how did it work? How did you actually raise funds for the library?
So students each get their own like link for the readathon, and they can share it with friends and family and get their friends and family to donate money. And 75% of it goes to the school library. And we also get business sponsors. Our newest sponsor was La Sonia, so thank you guys. And same thing there. Almost all the money goes to the school library.
So how did it work? Did they have to read a certain number of books or a certain number of words or...
For the money aspect of it, mm-hmm. It's just about how much money they can get their friends and family to donate. And it's not a competition based on the money. It's in the competition sense, it's based on how much the students read.
Okay, so can you give us an early indication of who's ahead? You said it was for 4th through 6th graders?
I believe right now the 2nd and 3rd grade classes have like the highest average per student.
Oh, so you're going by class. Okay.
We do it in both ways. So like per student competition and then by average of class competition.
Okay. So what it's a, okay. I'm trying to understand where do the 4th through 6th graders come in again?
The 4K through 6th grade is just everybody who can participate.
Oh, it's 4K,
okay. Yes.
I didn't hear that
Sorry.
Part. Okay. Okay, so, but you're raising funds for the library. Is this for materials?
Or? It's for anything library related. Last year we brought in a book vending machine, which the kids absolutely loved. We brought in a couple library games, and it brings in books, like anything you can think of really that makes the library a better place.
Okay. So what does the class that takes honors as far as the most reading get? Is there some kind of incentive for them?
Well, right now it's like a pizza and ice cream party, but the kids, ooh, honestly, they don't even care that much about the prize. It's kind of just about trying to beat each other and see who can read the most.
So you're trying to tell me that... So do you actually have 4Kers that are participating?
Yes, we do.
Do you? Really?
Yeah, readers of all ages.
Wow. Okay. So they have a sense of competition, even though they're only 4 years old?
A little bit. I don't think as much as the higher classes, but...
Okay. So what do you get out of doing something like this?
As the project manager, I'm just happy to be helping encourage kids to read more. I don't get anything out of it, just... I'm happy to be helping and, I guess, fostering a community of readers.
You're not
and
looking,
helping make the library a better place.
You're not looking far enough ahead down the road, because involvement in community efforts like that looks real good on a work resume.
It's been a really great experience for me, and I think I've gained a lot of skills from it.
Well, what do your folks think about it?
About me being the project manager for the readathon?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they're probably proud of me. My mother has definitely helped give me the skills needed to do this. And
are you a reader?
I am a reader. I love reading.
Okay, who's your favorite author? I got to ask. So,
I don't really
authors.
I don't really have a favorite author. I love all kinds of books.
Okay, so what's your favorite? So you don't have a favorite genre then?
No, so. I like mystery novels.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anything else that people should know about the readathon? basically, it's wrapping up, right?
It is wrapping up. This is our third annual, and we're going to be doing it again next year. So be on the lookout for that next year if you're interested in being a sponsor.
Okay. And if they are interested in being a sponsor, how do they connect with you on that? Or are you going to be the project manager next
year? I will be the project manager again next year, yes.
Okay.
So they can just reach out to the school. And
the high school?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have contact information or?
For me specifically?
For the school.
I would just check out their website. Okay. I don't know what their email is off the top of my head right now.
I feel like I'm grilling you here.
So. you're good.
Okay. All right. So it wraps up actually on Monday.
Yes.
All right. So the kids got through the weekend to read?
Yeah. Then? One last push to get a little bit more reading time in.
All right. So it'd be great if the 4Kers came out on top, but I don't think they're going to.
It looks like it's going to be second or third grade right now.
Okay. So, wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So, again, it went 4K through sixth grade.
Yes.
Okay. That's good.
I think in our total 4K through sixth grade, they've read a total of like 78,000 minutes so far, which is crazy.
Whoa. Okay. So you're going by minutes.
Yes.
All right. That makes a lot more sense, I guess. So. It's easier to keep track of time.
Unless you
are going by books, I don't know, but you know.
No, kids log their minutes and that's how we compare.
All right. So I have to ask, being a reader, what is your favorite form of reading? Are you old school? Do you like ebooks?
I like paper books. I do.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah, me too. I still like leafing through stuff, so yeah. Very good. Anything else that the listeners should know about the readathon?
I don't think so. I think we covered it.
Have you had a good time doing it?
Yes, it's been incredible, and yes, a very great experience.
All right. Well, kudos to you for coming up with this and sticking by it. So
thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Elliot. That is Elliot Zedro, who is the project manager for a readathon program that is benefiting the Green Lake School Library. We appreciate her joining us this morning.